Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the NFON AG conference call regarding the Q3 results 2018. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The floor will be open for questions following the presentation. Let me now turn the floor over to your host, Ms. Sabina Prüser.
Thank you, Mrs. Ernst. Good morning and welcome to NFON AG's third quarter 2018 results conference call, also from our side. Joining me today are Hans Schimanski, CEO of the NFON AG, and Cesar Flores, CSO of the NFON, and Jan-Peter Koopmann, CTO of the NFON. During the call, Hans and Cesar will give you an overview of our nine-month period results. After these remarks, we look forward to taking your questions. With that, let me turn over to Hans.
Thank you, Sabina. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Hans Schimanski, and I'm very pleased to present to you the quarter three 2018 financial figures for the NFON Group. Let me please start with our mission statement. We, NFON, want to dominate the European cloud telephony market by delivering freedom of business communication. We all know that there are a lot of limitations in the business communications today, and what we offer to our customers is a comprehensive range of advantages of the cloud telephony over the on-premise solutions, such as an extended feature set. We also offer a very high flexibility to our customers. If the customer signs for NFON solution, they can realize a significant lower total cost of ownership. Up to 50% cost savings are possible with a cloud telephony solution from NFON. We also offer, for instance, automatic updates, a lifetime for our customers, free of charge. Amongst others, several other advantages, we also have, for instance, the location independence. That means that our customer can use our solution at any time, any place, and with any device. NFON is the only true pan-European cloud PBX company. We have been founded in the year 2007. Our headquarter is in Munich, in Germany, and we are active in more than 13 European countries. The NFON solution offers significant advantages over the on-premise solution. Let's now have a look on the total market of on-premise and cloud telephony solutions in Europe. This market is up to a potential of 135 million seats. That means there is a huge market that only has been converted by 10% to the cloud PBX market. What we expect, and this is, by the way, exactly the same expectation of the market analysts, such as Cavell, amongst others, is that this market will double up in the next 5 years. We will see, according to our expectation, a CAGR in this market of 16%. There will be a shift to the cloud communication solutions, and NFON is very well positioned here. There is a big chance in this market, a disruptive market, and this has to do with the announced ISDN termination from the PBX on-premise to a cloud PBX. NFON acts here as a digital disruptor. I would like to draw your attention now to what are the plans for NFON with the IPO proceeds. We have achieved 50 million gross proceeds with the IPO, and we have defined a coherent multi-vector growth strategy, and we will invest these monies along these five paths of growth. Number one, we will increase the penetration of the existing markets where we are today. We are in 13 markets, and we will invest in marketing and in Salesforce to further penetrate these markets. Number two, we will develop our product portfolio. We will add additional solutions to what we offer today, such as, for instance, chat, such as screen sharing, video conferencing, and so on. But we will also develop open APIs to integrate our system in other systems in the market, such as CRM or ERP systems. So we will invest round about one third of the gross proceeds in the further product development and enrich our product portfolio. We will also expand regionally. There are attractive markets in Europe that we want to address, and we will give you more details on that further on, because we have now entered the first market in Italy. So additionally to the 13 countries where we are present today, we will enter new countries in Europe. And last not least, this market, this cloud telephony market, is highly fragmented, and we want to be part of the consolidation of this market by acting through M&A and growing also inorganically, not only organically. Let me now explain to you where we are today after 9 months of the year 2018. And what we see is that Enfone continues its successful development. We have achieved a revenue growth of 20.2% with a high recurring revenue about 28%. The recurring revenue is the high value revenue. We have a portion of 81% recurring revenue, and this is above our target range. We have increased the number of seats by 28%, and we have increased the customer base to over 20,000 customers all over Europe. And we have successfully launched the new Enfone client, Claudia, and as I mentioned before, we have setting up a new company in Italy. Here we have not only founded Enfone Italy, but also employed the first colleague in Italy. The managing director is on board and will now build up his team. The launch of Claudia was a tremendous success, and this I would like to hand over to my colleague Cesar to give you more details on that.
Thank you, Hans. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cesar Flores on the line. And as announced during the IPO process, we kept our promise to deliver our new Enfone Core in Q4 2018. Therefore, I'm very proud, and it's a pleasure and honor to present you the new Enfone Core called Claudia. Claudia, and you will see that summarized in the next slide, is a further standardized offering in Europe, which means further scalability. It's not only a new product client, it means one service, the same service to all of our clients in Europe. It means the same tariff structure for all our clients in Europe. It's the same naming, it's the one offering, and it's the same approach, it's always the same go-to-market for all our markets. This means, and I can't emphasize it enough, further scalability for our business. You see now our Claudia, just to give you an impression how it looks like from a user interface perspective. This is really according to our vision. It's delivering freedom of business communication anytime, any place, any device. What you see here is on the left-hand side a browser-based version, a desktop version of it, a mobile client version, and also which is the traditional way, the desk phone, that we will continue, obviously, to deliver. And as you maybe have heard in the press, we presented in November the new Claudia to our partners and to our press conference. It was amazingly well received and will be rolled out gradually over the next couple of weeks to the further operating systems as well as to further browsers. You see here on the left-hand side, Windows and Apple, obviously, and then browser versions will be available for Edge and Firefox as well, and Safari and Firefox additionally, as well as then on the mobile client version of Android and iOS for all the Apple devices. What does it mean for our customers and partners? It's going to be a very simple tariff structure. There will be a very basic pricing for one phone, fully encrypted, with full access for these clients as well to the what we call App Suite. And on the right-hand side, you see the higher value-based approach, a business premium offering, which offers all devices, a full mobility option, a full encryption, and even a basic recording of voice. And ultimately, this means a very intuitive user interface for all our customers. It means that with one login, the customer is able to access on any device its phone system wherever he is on the world. You're completely independent. You have that full mobility anywhere with any device. And this is all based on our highly valued, redundant, geo-redundant infrastructure, which offers you high availability with high voice quality and a full control as it's all delivered and controlled in-house. On top of it, getting more and more important is the whole data protection bit, which we cover as well as a European company. I would also like to give you a short outlook into the future. As we commented before, we have delivered our basic functionality now in Q4 on our new client, in our new look, with our new tariffs, which is conferences. It offers also all queues that we need to have. It offers all sorts of calling configurations and also the support of all, let's say, relevant phones around Europe. If I look, though, into further functionality in 2019, our UCaaS strategy is really to offer to our clients further video functionality, including video conferences as well, sharing screen functionality, chats, and presence functionality. This is all going to be released in 2019. As Hans presented before, regarding our strategy, a massive part of the proceeds of the IPO are invested into functionality. I would also like to highlight what is mentioned on this slide here regarding APIs. Our APIs are being extended in terms of documentation and in terms of how broad services they offer. So looking into the future, I think we are very well set to continue our path as the pan-European provider with one platform offering all services required by the market. With that, I would like to hand over back to Hans.
Thank you, Cesar. Allow me now to lead your attention, please, to the page 18 and to the mechanics of our business model. Our business model is centered around recurring revenue. We have a portion of now 81% on the recurring revenue. Recurring revenue is composed by seats multiplied by the ARPU, the average revenue per unit, and this comes from a license fee per extension that our customers pay us per month, and also airtime if the customers also require airtime and or premium solutions. On the other side, we have the non-recurring revenue with round about 20%, and this comes from the activation fee that we ask our customers to pay when they the first time sign the Enfone solution, and mainly from the hardware, and if needed, also from professional services. So the Enfone Group achieved in the first 9 months, 2018, a revenue of 31.2 million revenue. If we have a closer look in this revenue, we see that we have in total, a significant increase in the total revenue by 20.2% from 26 million up to 31 million in total revenue. Looking at the first 9 months 2017 and comparing that with the first 9 months 2018. We have a slightly lower hardware sales, and that lead to a slightly decrease of the non-recurring revenue by -4%. This has to do with the fact that the customers that we acquired in the last 3 months did not need as many desk telephones as in the previous period of 2017, because some of them had already IP telephones. Nevertheless, this is the low margin revenue. If we look at the high margin revenue, we see that the recurring revenues show a strong growth with +27.9% up to 25.3 million euros in the first 9 months 2018. We have a cumulative effect in our business model, means that quarter by quarter we win new seats, and that the early quarters in the year tends to be lower than the last quarters of the year. We have also an increasing year-on-year customer wins by now more than 20,000 customers, and we have more than 305,000 seats actually in our platform. If we look at these seats, we see that we have achieved 28% increase in the seats. If we compare the first 9 months of the year 2017 with the first 9 months of the year 2018. So that's an increase by 28%. We have further a very low gross churn rate of less than 0.5% per month, and this underlines the quality of our product and our services, and this is also a very solid foundation for the future growth and for continuous recurring revenue. Looking at the ARPU, we see a slight reduction in the ARPU from 10.32 euros now to 9.98 euros, and this has to do with the success that we have with our wholesale partner, the increasing share of the wholesale partner business who sell their own airtime leads to this expected decrease of the total blended ARPU. Let me please emphasize that the specific ARPU in the single sales channel, that these are stable, and the blended ARPU here shows the expected effect, the expected decrease of the coming from the success with the wholesale partner. We are also proud to announce here that for the first time in our history, we have exceeding the 300,000 seats mark, and this shows also the very successful path of the Enfone Group in the first 9 months of the year 2018. Looking at the gross margin and the cost of materials, we see that we have a increasing gross margin now by around 75%, and this gross margin is positively influenced, first of all, by the high share of recurring revenues, as I mentioned before, and also by the lower hardware sales. Additionally, the revenue share that we generate through the wholesale partners is also positively influencing the gross margin because they offer the airtime themselves, so that we achieve with the seats here a higher gross margin, and this also influences positively the gross margin of the group. If we look at the personal expenses, we see that we reported personal expenses that amount to 17.4 million, and the adjusted personal expenses are about 12.4 million. So we have adjustments of 5.0 million in the first 9 months of the year. And these adjustments came mainly from the IPO. First of all, there is a one-off effect out of a share-based payment of 3.7 million established as a share appreciation right program. This is cash neutral because this amount has not been paid and will not be paid at any time in the future. Nevertheless, it has been recognized according to IFRS 2.21. Additionally, we have a retention bonus of 0.6 million for the management team and an exit bonus of 0.7 million for the management team and the board. This exit bonus of 0.7 million has been reimbursed by the former shareholders and is also cash neutral for the group. So the adjusted personal expenses amount, as I mentioned before, to 12.4 million, and this is in line with our expectations. There is an increase by 25.3%, primarily impacted by a growing workforce that we have. We have increased the headcounts from 175 end of September 2017 by round about 30% up to 227 headcounts at the end of the third quarter 2018. This investment, this significant investment in personnel is of course a precondition for growth and a foundation for our future growth of the group. We have also significantly increased the marketing expenses. There is an increase by 50% from 2.4 million in the first 9 months 2017 to now 3.6 million in the same period of 2018. We have started a big marketing campaign in Austria to raise the brand awareness of Enfone, but also, of course, to generate leads and to win new customers and new seats. We are winning also new partners. We have, as Cesar mentioned, we have introduced Claudia, the new Enfone client, which started November 1st, also with new marketing initiatives. And the result of that, amongst others, is that we were able to increase our customer base since the year end 2017 from more than 15,000 customers to now more than 20,000 customers. Let me now draw your attention, please, to the decrease of adjusted other expenses as percentage of the revenue. There is a decrease from 15.5% end of 17, or after 9 months in 17, from 17.5% down to 13.9% of sales. And this demonstrates the high operating leverage that we have in our business. The adjustments have been here for the marketing costs that I mentioned before, also for the sales commissions and the IPO costs. And these costs amount now, the adjusted other operating expenses, to 4.3 million in comparison to the 4.6 million in the same period of the last year. So again, we see here the very accentuated operating leverage effect of the Enfone business model. If we now take into consideration that we have had higher costs by additional personnel and higher costs due to marketing initiatives, despite these higher costs, we have achieved an adjusted EBITDA break-even. So from the reported EBITDA of 6.5 million, if we consider the IPO, mainly the IPO adjustments, we come then to a adjusted EBITDA of 0.1 million, positive 0.1 million, and this shows the ability of the Enfone Group to go to the profitability. The higher costs, of course, is driven by the rollout of our strategy, and nevertheless, we have achieved after the 9 months the adjusted EBITDA break-even. If I now summarize the development of the first nine months of the year 2018, we see here a clear positive development of the Enfone Group. We have achieved 31.2 million with a high recurring portion of 81%. We have more than 305,000 seats. We have a blended ARPU development as expected and a very low gross churn rate of less than 0.5% per month. We have achieved an adjusted EBITDA breakeven, and we have launched Cloudia as promised, and we have rolled out our strategy and setting up a new company in Italy. So summarizing this, we have seen a positive company performance. Enfone is on track for the future. Basing on that, we would like to confirm our guidance for 2018. We expect a significant growth of our customer base by around 30%. We expect the revenue growth rate to clearly outperform the revenue growth rate in 2017. And we expect the resulting recurring revenue in 2018 to be between 75 and 80%. So we have a clear focus on the implementation of our growth strategy. Let me now please summarize the key investment highlights of Enfone. First of all, we have a huge addressable business communication market of more than 135 million seats, and this market is now being disrupted by a structural shift to the cloud PBX solutions as Enfone offers. Enfone is the only true pan-European cloud PBX company, very well positioned to become, according to our mission statement, to become the dominant European player by delivering freedom of business communication. We have a very strong business model resulting in a unique combination of a very dynamic growth on the one side and a very sustainable recurring revenue as a very solid foundation on the other side. We are state-of-the-art German engineering. We have 100% developed our platform ourselves, and it is 100% operated by ourselves in two geo-redundant data centers in Germany, as we mentioned before. We have also an outstanding track record of scalable growth underpinned by a break-even profitability at the group level, as showed before. And last not least, we have defined five paths of growth, and this growth strategy we will invest the IPO proceeds in, and this will bring us to the next level in the company development. So, very positive development in the first 9 months. Enfone continues the positive growth path and the positive performance. Thank you very much for your attention. This was our presentation for today, and we are now open for your remarks and your questions.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 9 and star on your telephone keypad. In case you wish to cancel a question, press 9 and star again. And the first question comes from Knut Wollner, Baader Bank. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for taking my questions. Actually, a couple. The first part around the segmentation of your customer base. Can you give us an update on the sales cycles in the upper end and lower end of the market, and also whether there is any difference in the churn with regarding to the customer segments? Then secondly, I would like to get a feeling for the penetration of your installed base with Enfone solutions. So are we around 10% penetration, 20%, or what would be a ballpark here? Then with regards to M&A, we have seen a lot of M&A activity recently with RingCentral acquiring Dimelo, Vonage acquiring New Voice. And so the question is, as you highlighted, Hans, in your presentation, that you also plan to be active with regards to consolidation. Where do you see in your portfolio something where you would prefer to buy rather than build? And the last two questions on premium solutions. Cesar, you highlighted that we should expect a couple of new releases in 2019. When should we see a positive impact on ARPUs? And then also with regards to your growth strategy, should we expect hardware sales to be non-growing going forward and also to see the pattern of profitable growth to persist going forward? Thanks.
Good morning, Knut. Thank you for the questions. I hope that we have noted all the questions and we will try to answer that one after the other. If we forget a question, please come back and we will answer that, of course. So you ask about the churn, if there is a churn difference looking at the segmentation of our sales, and we do not see that. There is no churn difference here. It's more or less homogeneous what we see on the churn. The churn is, by the way, one of the reasons of the churn can be that the customer itself has been acquired by another company and that they then switch to the telephone system of the mother company. This is one source of the churn. It can also be that the customer does not pay regularly, so that we ourselves terminate with this customer. But if you look at the different segments, we do not see a difference here. You ask also for the M&A strategy. As I mentioned before, we have a clear plan to invest up to 10 million of the gross proceeds of the IPO in M&A. And indeed, we have seen the beginning of the consolidation process in this market, and we want to be part of that. We would like to emphasize that. So we are very carefully analyzing targets for us, and we are doing that very systematically. As I mentioned before, we want to be part of this consolidation. And we will, of course, announce that when there is something to announce. At the moment, we are in a very deep analysis and in a very systematic analysis of the market and of the targets. You asked also about the hardware sales, if I've noted that correctly. The hardware sales have been slightly influenced by less hardware sales. That was a reduction of around about 4%, as I mentioned before, and it has to do with the fact that the customers in the third quarter that we acquired, that some of them had IP telephones and they did not need to buy these IP telephones from us. This can be different, of course, in the next quarter, and we are seeing here some slightly difference from one quarter to the other. It depends a little bit on the customer base and on the new customers that we acquire.
Good. I would like to add maybe two or three answers to some of the other questions you raised around penetration in the different markets. We see roughly almost a 10% penetration regarding cloud PBX in Europe, the markets being very different country by country. Whilst we see a very advanced penetration in the UK, for example, far beyond the 10%, according to different research institutes, anywhere between 13 and up to even 17%, that's something that's really on the high side. Whilst in Germany, we see far lower numbers where penetration is calculated to be around 3 to 4% of the overall PBX market. And the other European markets are anywhere in between. France is, for example, estimated at 9%, Italy at 5%. So it really differs market by market, and therefore it's very hard to give a precise number overall, but that's according to external studies and therefore validated. Regarding the customer base overall, our customer structure, not only regarding churn, but overall in terms of what we get on board, is still the same with a broad mix in terms of small, mid-sized customers that we are able to further penetrate through our three big channels, being direct sales, be it reseller, and be it wholesale. but the structure is still the same in terms of size.
Thank you for that. Just a quick two follow-ups, just one clarification. How far is your customer base penetrated with Enfon solutions? So when you look at one customer, in terms of the overall opportunity of seeds, are we around 10%, 20% within your installed base? So what is the growth potential in your installed base still? That's basically what my question referred to. And then the one question that I was missing was with regards to future growth. Do you expect to maintain this kind of profitable growth that we are seeing this year in terms of adjusted EBITDA also going forward? Thanks very much.
Let me first try to answer the question about our customer base. This is a difficult question to answer, Knut, because we know our customers, of course, but it's difficult to answer what is exactly the penetration of the customers. Normally, the track is the following. The customer signs for our solution, and he starts normally with his headquarter. And after a certain period of time, when he realizes that the Enfon solution is an excellent solution for him, then he starts to roll out the penetration in the different subsidiaries if he has some. And this is different from customer to customer, and that's why it's difficult to answer your question. But what we see is that the customer base grows out of itself and more or less with the same rate, so that we have a negative net churn despite the around about 6% per annum that we have as gross churn rate. So the net churn rate, considering this gross effect and the fact that the customer base grows out of itself, this net churn is a negative one. And we have seen that through the different customer cohorts, through the different years, and that's exactly the same picture that we still have. I think your second question was about the further development of the adjusted EBITDA and the profitability. Here, we would like to emphasize that we are, as mentioned, we have started significant efforts in marketing and in acquiring new personnel. So we will invest into grow, and we will leave the EBITDA break-even as planned. The adjusted EBITDA break-even will be left because the profitability is, of course, still a target, but it is a second priority, and grow will be for the next quarters and the next years, grow will be our first priority, and therefore we will invest. We are investing, and the consequence is that we will leave the planned, as we plan to leave the EBITDA break even.
Let me thank you, Hans and Cesar. Yeah.
Yeah. Just one further maybe addition regarding the customer base. The penetration with premium solutions is as it starts. It's very small still, and it's something that, according to what we see right now and what the customers are looking for, will be increasing. The typical premium solutions, as you may have seen, are contact centers, voice recordings, and vertical solutions like N-Hospitality. But that's at the beginning still, but it's going to expand and it's going to see a strong growth in 2019.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
The next question comes from Markus Ferber, Berenberg. Please go ahead with your question.
Good morning. Thank you so much for taking my questions. I have a couple as well. Firstly, just on Italy. This sounds very exciting. I just wanted to ask, when do you think we can see an impact on your P&L from Italy?
Well, first of all, we have seen at least a slight impact because we have generated costs. We have founded the company, and we have acquired the MD, as I mentioned. But I think your question is driven to the sales, of course, and to the turnover, and that's exactly our target here also. It will take some time of course, to build up a team. We are aiming for, in the first step, for a team of round about 5 people, enough sales power and marketing power to address then this market. And we expect, of course, the first results here, even if it is small results, but we expect that in the first half year of 2019. Please take into consideration that according to our business model, as we are generating recurring revenues and the customers pay us monthly, the start will be from zero slowly with an increasing customer base. This has to be taken into consideration, but we suppose, and that's our internal plan, that we will achieve first seat wins and first turnover in the first 6 months of 19.
Perfect, thank you. Then a question on your new tariff model. I wanted to ask, with this, has your pricing changed relative to what it was during your IPO?
It has been further standardized in a sense that we now have one tariff that really fits into all our European markets. And regarding your modeling approach, no, it has not changed in that sense. So you still are able to drive the revenues through the RPU that is calculated.
Perfect, thank you. And then a final one, just on your net adds for the third quarter this year. So I noticed net adds were just a little bit softer than they were in Q2. Maybe you can just talk us through what you see as a driving force behind this and whether or not we should expect that kind of quarter on quarter in Q4 as well.
Well, yes, we have seen an increase in the quarter three in comparison with the second quarter, of course, and we have seen an increase in the quarter two in comparison with the quarter one. So this is consistent with our business model. From quarter to quarter, we have increased the recurring revenue in our business and also in the P&L. Looking at the quarter four, we expect a strong quarter four. That's what we can say today. It is, according to our knowledge today, it should be a strong quarter four that we can expect in the Enfon Group.
Perfect. And then just to follow that up on the number of active users, will that kind of the trend still maintain as well, or is this ARPU related, than the increase in recurring revenue to Q4?
Well, it is correlated, indeed. Yes, it is correlated. The more customers we acquire, the more customers we put on our platform, the better we can scale the business. More customer means more seats, and more seats means, first of all, more recurring revenues, and if the customer needs also premium solutions or if they need hardware and so on, we will also see an increase in the non-recurring, but also in the recurring revenues.
Understood. Thank you so much for taking my questions. That's all from me.
Very welcome.
The next question comes from Alina Köhler, Hauck & Aufhäuser. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for taking my question. You just said that you want to leave profitability again. Do you see a risk that you will be unable to recruit the required number of employees to execute your growth strategy, like because there's maybe not enough people available on the market?
That's a pretty good question, by the way. It is difficult to recruit the right people. That's indeed the case. The headquarter is in Munich, in Bavaria. As you may know, in Bavaria there is more or less zero unemployment. So it's not very easy to recruit all the people. If you look at our web page, you will see that we have more than 20 positions open, and we are recruiting at a very high level here, of course. We have also anticipated that by, for instance, founding a subsidiary in Berlin. So the Berlin situation is significantly better, looking at the recruitment, than the situation that we have in Bavaria. And if you talk about sales and marketing, of course, we are recruiting them everywhere in every subsidiary in Spain, in UK, but also in Austria and in Germany itself. So it's not a no-brainer, the recruitment, but what we now see in the market, by the way, is a positive marketing effect coming from the fact that NFON now is stock listed. So people came to us and tell us, I saw you, I've seen you, you are now stock listed. I knew that NFON is a tremendous good company, but now you are stock listed. So now you are more attractive. Nevertheless, recruitment is a risk, and we have to do our best homework to acquire the right people to our business, to our company. And of course, recruitment is also an execution risk if you look at our strategy for the future. We are confident that we have the right company and the right positions for the people and attractive positions, but it is still a challenge.
Okay. Maybe
just one addition to that is that in a market like Spain, where we are present and we are hiring there as well, it is different to Germany, where we are able to attract people as a very attractive employer to our company. That's the other side of the market.
All right. Thank you very much.
Very welcome.
At the moment, there seem to be no further questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press 9 and star on your telephone keypad. There are no more questions from the audience.
Okay, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for attending our conference call. If you have any further questions, please feel free to call me or write me an email. For now, I would like to thank you again, and I wish you a very nice day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.